Hello, Mental Girl Self-Care Podcast. I'm out walking in the rain, and it is beautiful. I love the rain. It's not raining too hard right now, so it's perfect. I can hear all the street sounds, the sounds of the water, the puddles. It's really beautiful. I just love it. I woke up in the middle of the night, and it was raining. It's just, it's such a clean smell. It's like relaxing to me. So, as an update from yesterday's podcast, I had my session yesterday and I worked through it and it was great. I stood my ground, I spoke my mind, I set my boundaries. It was a little tricky at first because I stammered a lot. I'm going to write about it on my blog. But the neat part was, it was rough. You know, when you go to talk to someone about something that's bothering you, you really never know how any of it's going to go. So it can get tricky and sticky and scary. I remember at one point I really did feel that burn that I, you know, when you're having a discussion with someone and it just doesn't feel like it's going to go anywhere at first. And it's because the details are coming out. The information's getting out. I was upset by, or I need to talk to you about something important and I'd like to work through it. I was complimented on my style, I guess, if you want to say. I prefaced it with, I'm excited about this making our relationship stronger, and that I was really nervous about it. I have a friend, a close friend, and we call these things the cherry pit. I've had a lot of practice with her, so it's a beautiful thing. And yeah, things get uncomfortable, but we say that if we continue to talk and take that cherry pit and end up making a tree out of it. Something beautiful, basically. It's all like little metaphors, but it's basically just keep at it. It'll be okay. And the other thing too is, I know from experience, I get nervous that I feel like what stops me from communicating sometimes is all the what ifs. If the relationship stops, or the friendship, or the whatever it is. But I have been getting to a point, like a really calm understanding, that no matter what, it will turn out good. Because if the relationship stopped because I was being honest and wanting to talk with nonviolent communication, move forward, communicate, why would I want to be in this relationship? And the other one is just give the people that you're speaking with the opportunity to rise above as well. It just may take some time. So what you're saying is you're putting yourself in this commitment of having a conversation. And even if it gets uncomfortable, you can state, I'm uncomfortable. Take a break, walk around, take a breath, whatever. But some of those things have been helping me. It doesn't mean that burning in the nerves don't come. And for me, I always associate that with, oh, it's done. But that isn't it. That is actually part of being human. All that nervousness. I'm actually thinking that's when the growth takes place. So I feel really good about that. Let's see, what else? I guess that's it for now. I'm just walking in the rain, enjoying it, and keep up your self-care routine. I'll keep talking more and more about that as well, but today I just kind of wanted to share that with you, and I guess I wanted to say it worked. It worked to be me and to be loving myself enough that I'm allowed to communicate. So that was really cool. All right. Well, thank you for listening. And until next time.